Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for This Week in YouTube is provided by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com. This is This Week in YouTube, episode 28, recorded October 28th, 2013. Shame on you, Joey Graceffa. This Week in YouTube is brought to you by iFixit. You can fix it. iFixit makes it easy. With step-by-step repair guides, high-quality replacement parts, and all the tools you'll need, for $10 off your purchase of $50 or more, go to iFixit.com/twit and enter the code TWIYT at checkout. And by Shutterstock.com. With over 1 million high-quality video clips, Shutterstock helps you take your creative projects to the next level. For 25% off your new account, go to Shutterstock.com and use offer code TWIYT1013. That's TWIYT1013. Hello and welcome to This Week in YouTube. I'm Chad Johnson. This is a show that'll tell you all about the happenings in YouTube for you, the YouTube creator. Of course, always joining me, unless for some reason he's not. But this week he is, Lamar Wilson. How's it going?
Hey, live from Hollywood. It's Saturday night. I just made that up. I put two different cities in one thing.
But you definitely do. You're like with my mic and your mic. We are definitely live broadcasting some sort.
We are. And look, I even got the happy smile and face and glow. I'm just really happy to be here talking about the NFL.
Linked to
tonight.
Us via satellite, it's Lamar Wilson. What do you have to say on the current issues of today?
Well, tonight on the NFL, we have the Chicago Bulls going against the Yankees. So that's going to be a great game. Hopefully get some touchdowns out
glad
there.
Glad to say. So if you're listening to audio, what's going on is Lamar, you've upgraded your computer, which means that you've downgraded your mic.
I don't know how that happened. Yeah, I went to the brand new specced out iMac 2013, and for some reason, now none of the microphones work really well. And I don't think it was an upgrade so much as it was probably Mavericks.
Yeah.
I can't prove it.
Yeah.
So we got to wait for an update. So this headphone works. This is great.
Yeah, yeah. Now we're still working through the issues. I have a question for you.
Yes.
Do you subscribe to Joey Garfrey?
Oh, you mean that Graceffa guy?
Graceffa guy. There you go. Joey Graceffa.
I do not.
You don't?
But I know who he is. We have mutual friends.
See, it was interesting because I actually have to admit that I don't think that I subscribed to him either. There may have been one time where I saw him and I subscribed to him. But
it's probably a good call.
Something that made a little bit of news is he didn't upload a video. Some random guy uploaded a video about his car getting towed, and it is quite hilarious.
Towed, and I felt really bad about it. Okay, I felt a little bit bad about it. I saw your
this
name,
guy,
so I put something
met.
Up on my Facebook wall to see if any of my friends knew who you were. Eventually, we found out...
He has a story about how he found Joey Graceffa's car parked in front of his driveway. And if you are a Joey Graceffa fan, then you know that he had another video talking about how his car got towed and how he was very upset about it. And so this guy uploaded a video explaining the situation, and it is quite funny.
You talk about me towing your car. Some of the things you said, Joey, were really mean, and it kind of hurt. Plus, they weren't true. So I decided to film this video and refute a couple of the points that you made in your videos. Here we go. Point number one. You mentioned only being a little bit in front of our driveway.
It turns out I was blocking someone's driveway by, like, that much.
That's just not true. In fact, your entire car was blocking our entire damn driveway, Joey. Here's a picture. Sorry, Joey.
Busted.
Evidence.
Yeah.
Oh.
So this guy just goes on and just kills all of Joey's points. And I love the reason why it went viral is because this guy, it's just a random guy who just happened to figure out whose car this was. By the way, Joey left his tax returns on the seat so he was able to see who he was and what he made and what he owed, which was not a smart idea for somebody who's a YouTuber with 2.2 million subscribers.
Right.
As
so,
a joke. Yeah. So, yeah. but here's the awesome thing about this. This is just a neighbor who doesn't even really do YouTube. He's an actor and a comedian.
He does these shorts that you can actually watch on YouTube.
Yeah, but you know, but YouTube is not his thing. But it just he was able to get on and do this, you know, this excellent performance. I think if I was to get a point out of this, I would say, you know, you never know who you're dealing with out here. So you know, don't be a douche. don't be, you know, because Joey has yet to apologize.
Yeah. And as of this recording, he has not apologized to, and he goes on and he calls, I think, the guy who towed him a slut. This
he
is,
calls him a slut as well.
You know, a previous video, and now, you know, and he's, yeah. Part of me is like, who's watching? Who's going to record my horrible parking job the next time that I'm like in a rush and need to like park my car and run? You could park your car well, folks.
Yeah, there's
a YouTube creator. No,
there's a bit of an entitlement here that everybody kind of clinged on to. It's like, dude, you were wrong. You got busted. Just say you're wrong. It'll be an awesome video. You go and shake the guy's hand, laugh about it, go eat lunch, and it's done. But you know, I know he has a certain character he likes to portray on his channel as being quite arrogant or whatever, and so he's not going to do it, and that's fine. But it went viral. Nate Clark is awesome. That was a beautiful video.
Yeah, it was very, very, very good. Absolutely awesome. So in this episode of This Week in YouTube, we got all sorts for you. We got maybe music subscription coming up. Can businesses make a living off of YouTube? Is that the place for YouTube? And some tips that came from you guys, from the audience. But before we jump into that, I need to thank one of our favorite sponsors and a new sponsor to This Week in YouTube, iFixit. You know iFixit. Have you seen those teardowns that iFixit does?
I have.
All the newest tech gadgets, iFixit is doing these great teardowns. But iFixit is also, they have an online community of over 10,000 great people that make great repair guides for all sorts of things. This includes your smartphones, your tablets, computers, or even things like appliances or even your bike. You can buy things that you need from iFixit as well. And everything they sell is top quality. Let me just check out the Pro Tech Toolkit. This is a toolkit that includes over 70 tools inside of here. You have, I'm holding it even upside down. It works even upside down, kids. They have flaps with all sorts of stuff. Let me just show off just this one. This is a 54-bit driver kit. This includes bits that are Pentalobe, Torx, Tri-Wing, or even there's a triangle bit down here. This triangle bit will help you fix those McDonald's toys that are broken. This is just holding it in my hand. Like here's one of the actual screwdrivers that you'll use with the bits. I mean, this is just really top-notch quality. And this would be the perfect gift for the techie in your life. Christmas is coming up. The holidays are coming up. This is perfect for that geek hobbyist or do-it-yourselfer. So with iFixit, you can fix it yourself. Visit iFixit.com/twit for free setup and step-by-step gadgets, guides, and iFixit also sells every part and tool you'll need. Plus, if you enter in the code TWIYT at checkout, you get to save $10 off a purchase of $50 or more. So go ahead and visit iFixit.com/twit, and remember the code TWIYT when you are buying for your gadget people in your life. And thanks, iFixit, for support of This Week in YouTube.
I want to use one of those screwdrivers to take off somebody's wheels if they block my driveway.
Or if perhaps they drop their phone in front of the driveway, you could run out and fix it and just
I'll run out of fix it.
Fix the screen immediately.
But you know what doesn't need fixing?
What doesn't need fixing?
I think Google has come out with a great music service, right? We know we've heard of it. It's called Google Play
All Access. Google Play All Access.
Too many words.
Maybe, perhaps.
But it's great. Mm-hmm. But YouTube, which is connected to Google, and its wisdom said, "Hey, since we already have a music service, let's come out with another one for YouTube.
Listen, we own YouTube. we already have a music service. Why don't we have a YouTube music service? So that's what's coming out. This hasn't been announced yet, but basically everyone who is anyone has mentioned, like, the Billboard.com, which, you know, is pretty big in the music scene, has mentioned it. The Verge has reported on it. Now, tell me, what's the basic premise of this? Is this... go ahead.
Yeah, so this is going to be a music subscription service. It'll start like $9.99 a month for ad-free, and probably free with ads, which makes sense. It's kind of an industry standard. The difference with the YouTube music one, well, first of all, it's a simpler name, and it's a household name. Everybody goes to YouTube for music anyway. So it'll be a combination of audio and video. So, if you're watching those Vevo videos, you may not have to sit there through the 30-second ads. You might be able to go right into it and just enjoy all of your music on YouTube. I think this is a smart move because of the name, because no 15-18-year-old is trying to go to Google All Play Access, whatever the name is. They know YouTube. They go to one place to get all their music. And so I think Google should have done in the beginning versus having two separate ones, because it's just going to create confusion, in my opinion.
Now, the one thing that this is touting that is interesting to me is that the version with ads will be on all platforms, including mobile. And at the moment, I think every other service you have to pay the $9.99 subscription for mobile, which makes sense because YouTube is a very mobile-oriented site. Now, also, this would just be in the normal YouTube app, which is also an interesting concept, that you wouldn't have to have a music app or a Spotify app or anything like that. You already use the YouTube app. Now there's just a music portion of it. That sounds great, but I don't know how many people are going to want to go to their YouTube app to listen to music. Oh,
well, see, I think that's where we both are a little older. We underestimate that audience.
I think
a lot of them will. Matter of fact, there was another article that said a prediction of this, that even... because YouTube is so massive, over a billion users, even if a tiny percentage uses the service, it's going to destroy all the other services.
Yeah.
It'll destroy... That's Pandora's already kind of been destroyed, but like Spotify and all, it would kill them because they have so many users, and many of them go there just for music. So if they market it right to these kids, yeah, I think this would be awesome. And then instead of, you know, they're on a bus or whatever in their car, instead of using bandwidth for video, you know, they plug it in their headset, listen to the audio, and just go throughout their day with their Justin Bieber Heartbreaker.
That's the song?
Yes, that's the only one they listen to now.
I'm glad that we're partners on this show, because I would have not ever known that.
I'm here to educate.
Good. Thanks. Another thing is that in the past, I remember seeing some stuff that was talking about how there'd be YouTube in the YouTube app, that there'd be audio in the background when you lock your phone. Because right now, if you're watching a video, you lock your phone, everything stops, which has been a big deterrent for podcasts, because you listen to podcasts in the car while driving to work. You can't just lock your phone and continue listening to whatever you're listening to. I thought this was a play for longer form content like This Week in YouTube, but it seems like it's for this music service.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My next question for you, Lamar, would be, if you're a business, are you going to start a business on YouTube, do you think?
Yeah, I think YouTube is very important. For business. Oh, absolutely.
Got it. Okay.
Gotta have it.
So this is, I'm asking you this question because RealSEO.com came out with a great article talking about what it takes to make a living on YouTube as a YouTube partner.
So to make a living, not just to make some money off
right.
of it.
Right. To quit your job and to become a YouTube partner solely.
And I want to do this.
This is me too, right? actually, you are doing this and I'm not.
Oh, I am? Okay, yeah.
Yeah, you are in this category. this is a great article, and it also has an angle of starting. So it starts off with sort of the individual, like you or me, who just wants to do it without a company associated. And it goes into some really great aspects, which are kind of hard to explain. Like, there isn't a guarantee that your ads are going to make a certain amount of money. How much does YouTube take from your ads? How many views do you need to get before you can start making money? One of my favorite links was this link to a calculator tool where what you do is you type in your total views. So let's just say 10,000, and you hit calculate, and it says it assumes that you will earn $3 and $25.
It's such a broad thing.
It's very broad.
The reason they do that, just to let people know, is because they don't know how many of those views are going to be monetizable.
Yes.
Views.
This article explains it all. Like, there's problems with someone who views your video may have AdBlock Plus on, and so you won't get that money.
So we hate those people.
Right, exactly. Well, yeah. I was just having a conversation with Jason because I turn on AdBlock Plus for the show so it doesn't slow me down, and people were upset that, talking to me on Twitter about how dare I use AdBlock, and it's complicated when it comes to doing a show. Because if you block ads, you're taking money directly from the person making the video. Let's say the advertisers don't always, like, when YouTube doesn't go to a person and say, well, it costs $5 to do an ad and only $5, there's a large range of prices and availability for ads. It goes into extra revenue streams. It doesn't inform you on what those revenue streams may be, but it talks about extra sponsorship or merchandise deals, which I believe This Week in YouTube page actually monetizes videos with pre-roll.
No, it doesn't.
It does not. So whenever you're watching these videos, there's reasons that there's embedded ads that I'm reading to you is because we don't use the AdSense platform on YouTube. Mm-hmm. And so we are doing sponsorship deals and extra advertisement deals. And also, you can buy merchandise too.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, one thing I wanted just to mention, so people would understand in case they're not a YouTube partner. A YouTube partner basically is someone who's able to as long as you put a video up, you're a partner, and you can monetize that video and start to make money off it. And it's over 1 million partners right now and growing. Right. You don't have to be with the network, but if you do, you get a chance to make a little bit more money with that. It's it's one of those things that I talked about, I believe last week. You have to have a back catalog of videos to just continually make money, or you just get that viral video. Like what happened to Tay Zonday after 3 or 4 videos, he got that one viral one, and then it still pays him to this day. But in general, there's so many people not making a living off of it. It accumulates the views from people who are searching for your content or just happen to see your new stuff. So it's not as easy as an article may say. Hey, just do this, you can make a living off it. There's so many factors.
Right.
That go into it. There's another thing that I do through a network is I will do embedded ads. I would have someone like Microsoft, AT&T or Microsoft, when they sent me the Lumia, that was a way to make extra money, as they call it, like the brand deals, but those are always disclosed. Sometimes I talk about products and I'm not getting paid for it. That's actually most of the time. And so when I do, it's very clear and the audience appreciates it. But that's how a lot of YouTubers now have to make a living because
That's weird. We're working great with that new headset. We may have to give you a call right back. And I think what you were saying was the extra ad revenue is really great. And that brings us to sort of the last part of this article, which is YouTube monetization. Is the YouTube business model broken? And this kind of takes a different turn from what we were talking about between me and you. Like, for an individual, YouTube seems to be really, really great because we don't have a really large infrastructure behind us. And the way that individuals tend to get that infrastructure is to partner with one of these multi-channel managing networks. And for a business that doesn't need one of those networks, those multi-channel networks, or for someone like Twit, maybe the YouTube business model, stressing business there, is a little bit broken. And the reason, and we've, me and you have talked about this before. Hey Lamar. this is what Jason Calacanis brought up many episodes ago, that the 45% to 55% stake that YouTube takes from the advertisement revenue is in many business model cases too much. You cannot partner with a company like that. And that's what I assumed Vivo got so upset about. And that's why Vivo threatened to leave and is trying to leave, is because for
but a it can't leave.
Business. But it can't leave because of all the views.
It's too big, yeah.
But for a business, it really doesn't make sense. The more and more I look into this, for an actual business with employees to pay and an infrastructure to build, the YouTube model does not make sense because of the amount of the cut that YouTube did.
That's why you should definitely work on getting your own type of advertiser. I have, you know, companies contact me directly, or I have a network of my manager. That's where a business will have to go in and embed their own, and sometimes they can even take over the AdSense ads and put their own, even though YouTube still takes their cut. So, like, I think the future is really going to go to embedded ads. And the thing is, I don't mind when creators do it if it's what they really enjoy. See, you know, the term sellout really has to do with, I'm talking about a beer, and I clearly don't drink beer, don't like beer.
Right.
But you know, Budweiser offered me $10,000 to pimp it. Right. That's a sellout deal. But if I'm talking about, you know, the new, I'm, you know, well, Apple doesn't sponsor anybody, but you know, in any kind of case for the iPhone, this new microphone, or anything, if a company approached me, I was like, yeah, I actually like your product, and I'm just going to talk about it. That's so much better.
Right.
And I think you're going to see more of that integrated.
Yeah. Now, how do you feel about this? I mean, this is probably what YouTube is most worried about, because they will never see a cut of that advertisement, and they will not see any money for that. Do you think that YouTube will say, you know what, we'll make it easier for you, only use our embedded ads, and we will make that cut 15% instead of 45 to 55?
Still not enough money. I get so much more, you know, directly from companies.
Right.
Like, I'm just saying, from a bigger YouTuber's perspective.
Yep.
That's nice, but I wouldn't take that in exchange
mm-hmm.
for doing embeddable ads. There's no way. Would you all do that on Twitch? You wouldn't make any money.
The issue is that we've from overhearing, and I may be not correct, but from what I've overheard is that YouTube does not like Twit's style of embedded ads, and they've asked, you know, I know that Revision 3 had issues with this, that they could not put 3 or 4 embedded ads into a video, and it seems like YouTube, I mean, there's nothing that they threaten that, you know, you're using our platform and you can't do that. And you must use our ads. But it seems like everyone, absolutely everyone, is saying this isn't doable.
No, they're just bullying. I mean, look, Revision 3, it gets away with it. You all get away with it. I mean, the bottom line is, if someone is coming to watch this show and they see these embeddable ads, okay, YouTube may not be making money here, but I guarantee that person's going to stay on YouTube and go somewhere else along the line. And the revenue will be made.
Right.
It's a little ridiculous that they would target every single channel like that. So I don't think there's anything to worry about for a while.
Right. And then finally, real quickly, another thing mm-hmm. that makes this business model a little bit broken is that the businesses don't have any direct interaction with the people that they are selling to. You can't get the email addresses of the people who are subscribed to you. You can't directly know those specific statistics. You only get what Google hands to you. And the argument is that is not enough, and that a true business like a newspaper or a magazine knows their subscribers and can directly communicate with their subscribers. So I guess my final question, to bring it back, is now with the lens of YouTube for an individual like you or me, or YouTube for a business, do you think that YouTube is viable for a business? Because I believe it's viable for you and me. We've seen that mm-hmm. Well, I don't even know, because it's a super big gamble. You like becoming popular doesn't happen to everyone.
Correct. It's viable for a business if the business writes those expenses in. Like, it's just part of their, because, you know, if they're already, I gotta say this, if they're already doing multimedia and stuff for their business anyway, then YouTube is a free platform for their commercial. it's mm-hmm. it's perfect. And if they happen to make a few bucks on it, to me, that's just extra revenue because they're a business. You know, but again, you and I, yeah, it's definitely much more viable for us because this is what we primarily, you know, get our income from. Whereas the business already, you know, they're making money on their product that they're already selling.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah. Just a thought.
Awesome. Well, with that said, let's do an embedded ad from people that we actually like and YouTube doesn't have any control over, and that is Shutterstock. Shutterstock is great, and we use them all the time. Anthony has used them multiple times for our own promos. Basically, the idea is you head on over to Shutterstock, you browse around, and you can find really great video or images for your creative projects. They have tons and tons of stuff, over 1 million high-quality stock video clips, 2D, you have 3D, animated, and motion graphics. And they are in a lot of different formats, like most of them come in HD. You don't need a credit card to get started. You can just head on over, create an account, find the video assets you're looking for, save them to a clip box, and then you can access your selections at any time or share them with other team members. Shutterstock has great flexible pricing. You can choose between individual clips or maybe even a video pack, and then you can download those clips in HD or save whatever standard definition or web format that you need. Once again, no credit card is required. Just start an account, begin using Shutterstock.com to help imagine what your next project could be like, then save the video selections and keep on using it. Once you decide that you'd like to purchase, you can use the offer code TWIYT1013, and new accounts will receive 25% off any package. So that's Shutterstock.com for 25% off new accounts. Use offer code TWIYT1013 to get started with Shutterstock. And we thank them for their support. Once again, like we're saying, only use advertisers that you like so you can actually say, hey, I recommend Shutterstock. So that's what we do.
All right. So we have a question that came in this afternoon from Twitter. And let me go ahead and just pull that up because I didn't have it up. This is from W.S. Scottis.
Willie Scott.
All right. So Willie Scott asks a question for This Week in YouTube. What should go in the channel trailer or the recent video? A recent video or a trailer. Now, what is he referring to, Chad? If you go to like my page or your
page. Go to his page.
Okay, we'll go to his page.
And this works because I have not, unfortunately, thanks for sending the question, but I haven't subscribed to him, so I get this this channel trailer right here, which only shows up if you have not subscribed to a page yet. So it's a good way to get people to understand what your channel is.
Maybe
for the first time. Maybe. Go ahead.
Yeah. Let's see. So I might have a different view. The purpose of the trailer is to do just that. I think in normal, regular use, I've never run across someone's trailer and said, oh, wow, that made me want to subscribe because it's a commercial for your channel. And I feel like it's very off-putting. Like I've never subscribed to anybody because of their trailer. Mm-hmm. I subscribe to people because they have a hilarious video that they're showcasing. I was like, oh, my God, these guys are awesome, and I'll subscribe. So, like, for what I do, and a lot of the bigger creators do, is they put either their latest video or their highlighted video. If they did a collab with someone big or it's a video that's blowing up, they put that as their main video to get the most attention. Because mm-hmm. I want people to see my best work or, you know, my most recent work. So I just refuse to make a trailer just because I don't feel like it works for me, but Chad, do you have a different opinion on it?
You know, it's funny because I had always assumed when I saw the announcement that we were going to have these trailers that I was going to eventually make a channel trailer and basically be a commercial for myself. It'd have clips from lots of different vlogs, lots of different Minecraft videos, which kind of made sense to me because I do so much stuff. But as I kept making videos, I agree with you that I've sort of ditched the trailer idea because anytime that I clicked on someone else's, it wasn't really what they do. It was a channel for what they do and it was a polished version of what they do, but I never felt like, man, I really want to see more. I felt like I had just watched a commercial for someone and wasn't that excited.
It's almost like if I saw, because I know what they're trying to do. I mean, they're trying to make this like television as much as possible.
And if I really cut out all the crap, it's gonna be great, and people are gonna want to subscribe.
But if I saw that trailer on TV as a commercial, I'm not sure I would. I mean, it's just a weird transition. We're not there yet. YouTube is trying to push us to that TV model. Hey, you know, have this trailer and preview what's coming up in your channel. In real life, though, no one cares. They want to see you got one chance when they go to your channel.
Right.
And you got to make it good. You show your best stuff off.
Right.
And so that's what I recommend.
Right. And so that's what I've been doing is I upload about 3 videos a day, but I'll only switch that out or 3 videos a day, 3 videos a week. And then I'll only switch that out about once a week with my favorite video for that week. Is what I kind of do because I also want to keep it current.
Absolutely.
So I guess that would be our advice. Thanks for writing in or tweeting in, Willie Scott. We would say choose your favorite video that's going on right now. Put it in that unsubscribe trailer box and don't bother spending extra time with a channel trailer. But if you disagree, make sure to tweet us. I'm at OMGChad. Lamar Wilson is at Lamar Wilson. Pretty easy usernames to remember. And say, you know what? Look at this YouTube trailer. This was my absolute favorite. And make sure to show this one off on the next show. And that'll help out a lot.
Yeah, and follow both of us or else.
Right. And if you don't follow, then we can't show your stuff on the show. No. Exactly.
Blackmail.
Right. Lamar, what have you been up to this last week? You've been doing all sorts of stuff on YouTube.
No, I have not.
Oh, yeah.
I gave up last week because last week I put out a video on Monday. It got stuck in the no sending to subscribe feed thing. So I tried again, and I wasn't the only one who had the problem. A lot of other channels did. Tried again Wednesday with the gaming video. 24 hours later, it was sitting at 3,000 views and like 100 likes. Now, let me just give you perspective on my channel. I get
you
that.
You really like this image. Is that your perspective? Favorite image of yourself.
Well, that's not what I'm talking about right now.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
All right. So I had to take that video down and I re-uploaded it because I heard like big channels like Annoying Orange even had to re-upload because there was just some YouTube problem going on. And then I re-uploaded the next day. It got to no one's box. So I just quit. I deleted it and just said, forget it. So I didn't do much on YouTube last week. My latest video is a YouTube survey, which is pretty funny.
Mm-hmm.
And I encourage people to watch that one. But so far, so good today. We'll see. There's been so many glitches lately that it's discouraging.
See, right now you're only at 301 views. And look, I mean, 425 likes. I don't know what is going on. YouTube is just broken.
Don't ask that again.
I'm kidding.
It's so old.
Yeah, I know. Very cool. Why do you like that photo so much?
I don't. It's on certain videos. It's a
video type?
Yeah.
If you see Lamar in the blue shirt, you know that he's going to be talking about something?
Yeah. This is not a thing. It's not that many. Each one has a pose for a different type of video.
Ah, got it. I had not put those together. is it always like a review is the thing? That's what it looks like.
Kind of. If I'm answering questions or I'm pondering something.
Pondering.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll take a frame and wear a blue shirt and do that in my next thumbnail.
You should.
Okay.
You didn't say anything about my beautiful new banner.
Oh, I like it. Oh, cool.
Now you see, you just make
yourself
up.
No, I do see it. This is from the video that you made with George Takei.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yeah, just wanted to kind of make it look a little better up there.
Cool.
Yeah, what about you? What have you been up to the last week?
Last week, I actually recorded many more videos than I uploaded. And I went ahead and uploaded, I think I uploaded like 5 videos. I finally uploaded the very last eSport video, RMCT Finals, the Reddit Minecraft Tournament Finals. So that's up there. I got pranked in Minecraft, so I have a prank video where I was a detective and I tried to figure out how I got pranked. And then, of course, it's Halloween, so I made a Halloween pumpkin in real life, not in Minecraft. It turned out looking really, really good. I'm actually pretty proud of how the pumpkin turned out. You can see myself carving the pumpkin in perfect. It ended up looking really great, and you can see my cats in the background. We had Bloody Marys. It was a great time. And then finally today, I just uploaded 2 hours ago. The Dead Workers Party is a podcast group that makes Great Minecraft a podcast, a Great Minecraft podcast and Minecraft videos. And I got to sit down and chat with them while we built a theater in Minecraft. And that's part of my OMG Chad Chat series. And that just went up 2 hours ago. And that video does not want to load in at all. And so that is about everything that happened this last week on my channel. Head on over to youtube.com/omgchad to subscribe to that. We, if we're doing the count for the 10,000 by the end of 2013, we're only at 2,300.
Yes. Well, maybe some miracle will happen. I'm doing a big collab on Wednesday with a really, really, really big person. Maybe something will trickle down.
Maybe. Some trickle-down economics here for my subscriber number. Really bad. Cool. And that is about it. If you want to subscribe to this show, we've given you 3 YouTube channels to subscribe to. Lamar's at youtube.com/Lamar. Mine. Yeah. And now this shows, you're already watching it, so it's pretty easy, youtube.com/TWIYT to make sure you catch all the future episodes of This Week in YouTube. If you want to catch us live, it's kind of fun. You see me come in late to the studio. We talk about hair, talk about the next week's videos. You can do so at live.twit.tv every Monday around 5 p.m. Pacific time. That's 8 p.m. Eastern.
Yes, we will have a guest next week. We won't say
we
who.
We will. You just have to tune in next week to find out.
Already locked it in.
Until then, see you next time. Bye.
Bye.